This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello, Chelsea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I'm calling in regarding actually my dad and my boyfriend. So my dad's in his 80s now. Back when he was in his 20s, he had a handgun stolen from his home.
Uh-oh.
Fast forward, right, 25 years later, he gets a call from the police down in Tacoma. They arrested a criminal, had his handgun on him, and they gave it back to my dad.
So he got his gun.
Wow.
So he got it back years later.
Wow.
25 years.
How many different hands do you think that gun went through?
Oh, God. Who knows at that point, 25 years later?
Was it in decent condition?
Yeah, still in working condition.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, was it like an old school revolver?
It was.
Yeah.
Was it 38 revolver? Yep.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That makes sense for the time.
Okay. Sure.
Damn.
Right?
And he actually got it back.
My grandma.
He got it back.
99 years old, 357, right beside her bed.
You think she can still pick that
she's
thing up?
She slept with it beside her bed her entire life.
But you said at this point she's not even sure of her own age. Hopefully your mom
she
has
does not
moved
know
it.
Where the bathroom is. Yeah. That gun has to be there.
Maybe unloaded.
I don't even think she could pick it up.
I was going to say, heavy. 357?
I mean, it's not heavy. Loaded, right?
No.
Okay.
All right. There's all bullets right. In the drawer underneath the gun.
That's okay. I just want to make sure the gun itself was not loaded, man. I'm like, this is not going
to
end
just
well.
She's already forgetting stuff. You don't want her to shoot just like a just family me. Member coming up the stairs.
My brother tried to get that thing put away when his kids were young for years.
And she wouldn't budge?
Not happening. Door's got to close in the bedroom.
Right.
That's it.
I told you I worked with a guy, Chi-Chi's, Thaddeus. Someone stole his gun out of the... He was also the resident drug dealer and all this. But we got along real well. Ted, you'd like him. He has one of those big smiles you like.
Oh, yeah.
I just got a smile at you. I'm telling you, the room lit up. He also might kill you. But really great
but
smile.
He looks happy.
He always look happy. Except this one day, and again, it's his work locker, Chi-Chi's. We all think we know who stole his gun, but you couldn't be sure, and you're not really going to point fingers. Thaddeus was pretty sure that he knew, but instead he simply addressed everyone instead of singling this guy out. And again, he's a known drug dealer, and he made it very clear. He's like, look... There are a lot of expletives in this, so I'm just kind of paraphrasing, but essentially the message was, someone stole my gun out of my work locker. I know that it is one of you. You have until tomorrow morning to return the gun to my locker because I will kill you if you do not. Like, you will be dead, and I think I know who it is, which is kind of what set it off. Because I'm like, I'm not worried about it. And even when he talked to me, he's like, man, I know your dumb ass didn't steal it. I'm like, no, I didn't steal your freaking gun, dude.
I'm going to steal the VHS.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm more likely to steal the goddamn drugs you have in the locker than steal the gun. But even then, we got good business, right? Anyway, fast forward the next morning, Thaddeus comes in, gun's in his locker. And it was dropped. Because he would say, hey, man, you get it back in my locker because you will be killed if I don't get it back by tomorrow morning. And if you do, no questions, no follow-up, not going to ask anybody anything. So again, I think I know who did it. No one was going to fess up, obviously. But yeah, Thaddeus came in, he's like, guns in the locker.
When were you the victim of a crime? 206-803-ROCK.
Bright smile, but the man will kill you. Hello, Betsy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my husband and I both drive Honda Elements. And I think it was about 4 years ago, my husband was working at a shop up on 127th and Aurora. You know, great part of town. And he gets up work, starts the car, and just hears this, blah, 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 blah. He's like, what the heck is that? Well, his buddy's like, yeah, I think you just got your catalytic converter stolen.
Oh.
He's just like, oh, hell, heck. So being the handy kind of guy he is, he orders one off of Amazon and replaces it, and, you know, works fine. Month and a half later, I'm up at the Costco at Shoreline. Get in my car, turn it on.
Jesus.
And fortunately, you know, he told me the story about his, so I knew right away what had happened. And he bought me, you know, another one off of Amazon, to the point where every time he logged back on, Amazon had a buy it again.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, okay.
We always replace those.
So why don't we hear as much about that as we did 5 years ago, before COVID?
I know. It was so crazy because it was taking the shops like weeks to get you in. So that's where we're like, you know, we can do it ourselves. But, yeah, since then, it's been fine, knock on wood.
Do you think they're just cracking down on the, like, the scrap guy? Like, look, you can steal anything you want, but you're doing it for money. So the people that buy it obviously know where you got it.
That's always been my argument. It's right. Like, we know if they're selling it in scrap yards. Like,
right. So I think maybe they sort of cracking down on those guys.
Because you check
like,
in on
we want documentation.
Right. You check in on pawn shops.
Checking on pawn shops for sure, right? Catalytic converter. Yeah, you're right. For a while, man, it was like the hottest thing going on.
But I haven't heard that. So now it's just take the Hyundai and drive it through the pot shop.
Right. And steal the cash.
That's the way.
But again, it's always the people that fence it. Not so much people that steal it. Like, if you don't have an audience, then the show's not going to go on, right? So the bar that I used to live close to, and it had a fire, had reopened in like 6 months, but they do a lot of cosmetic crap on the outside. But one of the last things they needed to do before they're open was put up the gutters, right? No big deal, but they had copper gutters. They weren't installed yet. They were kind of leaning against the building. They were all stolen. About a week later, copper gutters rearrived. This time, they actually installed them. They are up on the roof of this place. The next day, someone had gone up there and pulled down the copper gutters off the outside of the building. 2 days later, aluminum gutters, they've been there the whole time. But again, to me, it's like, who's the guy that buys the copper gutters? You know goddamn
well. Who buys
the
catalytic converter? Right.
Right. That's the people you crack down on.
Yes.
That's all. You know, think about like Prohibition.
Yeah.
If you legalize alcohol, the violence goes away. Poof.
Well, it's like Sudafed. So if I get a Bartell or Rite Aid, whatever, and I need, you know, the stuff that you can make, what can you make
meth.
Out of that?
Meth.
All right. So they're going to ask for my ID.
Right. Because you have an allergy.
Stuff because I have the potential to turn that into meth, I guess.
Yeah.
So they need to know who I am so they can go, okay,
right.
This
so
is
buy
the guy.
Sudafed, right.
This is the guy that's doing that. So I cannot figure out as much as
I'm buying
else.
Copper gutters off some sleeveless Yahoo.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Who hasn't been asleep in 7 days. Like, oh, you seemed on the up and up.
I'm sorry, man. And I think the same way about this. You want a cured graffiti? If I walk into a Sherman Williams and go, yeah, give me 50 cans of spray paint. Let me pick all the different colors out I need.
Yeah.
Unless I'm, you know, somebody who has been asked to do a mural or something like
they
that.
They do, but they'll stop you for that. I did not realize we'd gone to Home Depot years ago.
I should have to give ID.
Yeah. My question when do they
some
do
places
it?
They will. We were spray painting outdoor furniture probably 15 years ago, right? So the wife and I were like, all right, let's go to Home Depot. We'll buy spray paint. But we picked a bunch of different colors. And I don't think that me and my wife look like taggers, but hey, I guess you can never be too sure. But yeah, the lady asked for ID. My wife and I are looking at each other like, for what? She's like, spray paint.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Like, why do you need ID for spray paint? And then she explained the whole graffiti thing.
Yeah.
I'm like,
if I'm commissioned to do a wall, I get it.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, I can say, look, here's where I'm doing it. This is the side of the building I'm doing it. The owner wanted me to do this. I'm doing that. If not, you're like, dude, 50 cans of spray paint.
Yeah, for this 15-year-old kid.
What do you got going on? You drove up on a bike.
Again, when is it happening?
What do you mean? When does what happen?
Like, what time of night?
With the graffiti?
Yeah.
I'm always surprised, right? Because I got the light rail track at the end of my driveway. So I will take the dog out at night. Say it's midnight, 12:30. Nothing. There's no one around. I get up the next morning, take the dog out at 7 o'clock in the morning, and there's a full color. And I'm like, when did you do this, man? And to their credit, look, man, here's my thing. If you're going to tag, at least have some artistic ability. Because there are some tags where I'm like, that's actually a great piece. I understand.
Yeah.
That building doesn't want
correct,
it there.
Correct.
This is an artist who's, yes, they're breaking the law because they're tagging the place. But it's great art. Other guys, like, the straight penis, like, come on, man. It's not even a good penis. If you're going to do a penis, like, do an artistic penis.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.